The taxable limit for retail sales, often called the sales tax cap, has long been considered an untapped resource for Sitka. In fact, it was only 2 years ago, in May 2015, that the Assembly raised the cap to $3,000 from its longtime plateau of $1,500. This time, the proposal was to raise the taxable limit to $12,000, and the Assembly felt it was on solid footing. Member Bob Petruski sponsored the ordinance with Mayor Matt Hunter. Petruski suggested that the ordinance was more conservative than it could have been.
This doesn't exist anywhere else except in Juneau, which is where I stole the $12,000 idea from. In Ketchikan, they're not having this discussion. There's no cap. You know, they're paying full freight.
Member Aaron Bean proposed lifting the cap completely when the ordinance was first introduced in January. Other members thought that it would harm the housing industry, and his motion died for lack of a second. But while Bean supported lifting the limit to $12,000 on this second reading, he also wanted to build in an exemption for charter fishermen like himself who have taken deposits now for excursions that will occur in 2018, after the higher tax limit is in effect. He proposed an amendment tweaking the ordinance language.
This ordinance shall become effective October 1st, 2017. All sales made prior to October 1st, 2017 are subject to the $3,000 tax cap, even if services are rendered after October 1st, 2017.
Stephen Eisenbeiss, who owns a downtown retail store, wanted to know how the amendment would affect other sectors besides the charter fleet. He thought the language might open a loophole.
If this passes, I'm calling my landlords tomorrow morning and I'm renegotiating a 10-year lease, most likely, at this lower sales tax rate, because it would save me a bunch of money.
Bean's amendment failed, and the main motion passed as written, 6-1, with Bean opposed. The new taxable sales limit goes into effect October 1st. The municipal administration hopes that raising the cap could generate over $1 million in revenue and significantly reduce the anticipated deficit in the general fund next year. But the city is also looking to Sitkins to close a $2.2 million shortfall in the electric fund by paying higher rates for electricity. Utility Director Brian Bertacci outlined a proposal for raising overall electric rates in Sitka by 15%, from 14 cents per kilowatt hour to 16 cents. Although it sounds like a couple of pennies, Bertacci didn't try to conceal the impact on individuals and households. The demographics tell their own story.
8,929 total citizens and 4,566 total households. And that results in that number. We overall as a community need to raise about $209 per citizen to pay that $2.2 million per household, $410. And that includes fish processing paying $300,000 more than they're already paying.
Bertacci noted that Sitka's three fish processing plants combined pay $2 million of Sitka's entire $15 million electric bill. Almost as a side note, Bertacci said that Sitka could try a seasonally adjusted rate. Instead of paying 16 cents year-round, residential customers would pay 21 cents in summer and only 11 cents in winter, when most residential consumption increases. This caught the attention of member Aaron Swanson, who often is silent during policy debates.
I think that the seasonal rates would be a good way to go. The reason why is I think you'd get a good idea on 11 cents a kilowatt hour, how many kilowatt hours more you could sell at a lower rate than you do at a higher rate.
The Assembly last raised electric rates only last October, then by 5%. Member Bob Petruski was frustrated to be coming back with another hike in February.
But one thing that you did bring forward that really piques my interest, and it even got Aaron Swanson to say something, was the seasonal rates. You know, a light went off and in my head and said, is this a possible way out?
Administrator Mark Gorman asked the Assembly for time to work on an ordinance that contained language for either a straight rate hike to 16 cents or a possible seasonal structure. Finance Director Jay Sweeney reminded the Assembly that 16 cents was the rate target when Sitka signed the contract for the Blue Lake Dam expansion. Brian Bertacci confirmed that the new rate, except for inflationary adjustments, would not have to be revisited. 16 cents is the number, Bertacci said. The city administration hopes to have an ordinance drafted and approved by April 1st. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.